Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
On Friday, January the 22nd, Western Swing Hall of Famer Jody Nix and his Texas Cowboys return to the Heart of Texas Event Center for a dance from 8 o'clock until midnight. Tickets are now on sale for Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys on Friday, January the 22nd. You get your tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys, January the 22nd in Brady, Texas.
She went a little bit farther. You changed so much, I was more at ease with a stranger. It wasn't so hard, our love was already in danger. She does everything that pleases me, you never. And where your love stopped, she went a little bit farther. She went a little bit farther to make me feel loved. She considered my feelings, now she's all I'm thinking of. So don't blame her for stealing me, you let her. And where your love stopped, she went a little bit farther. She's all I'm thinking of. So don't blame her for stealing me, you let her. And where your love stopped, she went a little bit farther. And where your love stopped, she went a little bit farther.
Well, happy birthday boy.
Well, thank you so much. I've had a really good birthday. Still having one.
You are just so popular, but, you know, to know you is to love you.
Oh, that's nice of you. Nice of you to say. How are things in Louisiana?
Well, we had snow, and now it feels like spring.
Good.
So it's been a great week.
Well, if we're all coming out this weekend, we want it to be spring.
Yes. Definitely, and we're looking forward to having y'all down this way.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hit the Blind Tiger.
Yes, delish. We'll celebrate your birthday some more this weekend.
I'm always ready to celebrate.
Yes. So if you would just play some Jody Miller tonight to help celebrate your birthday some more,
I'd love it. I'll do it. Thanks so much for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's a special birthday shout out today from Jody Miller.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tracy, love you, darling. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. day with a kiss in the same sweet loving way. Just a little bit more than yesterday, where the new wears off of our love. When the
Here's the great Jody Miller for you. When the new wears off of our love. I love that song, and I love just about everything Jody ever recorded throughout the years. But she had a great job doing some of those good, positive songs, no doubt about it. Good to hear from Shane Potter from Abilene, Texas. We love Shane and all of his family, too. And of course, certainly loved his mom and dad. A better singer was never born than the great Curtis Potter, in my opinion. Do this one especially for Shane tonight. Going back a few years from one of those great Curtis Potter songs. I don't know that you remember. I think Buddy Myers wrote this, if I remember right. I wish you'd stayed around.
I've got a house on Tulip Lane where the lake and river meet. Neighbors, nice and friendly. Some say it can't be beat. Roses trim the walkway by a porch swing painted blue. Wish you stayed around till the dream came true. You ought to see the kitchen. It's pretty as makes you really want a breakfast, except for just one thing, and the fireplace when it's snowing. We planned it just for two. Wish you stayed around till the dream came true. Room. One's pink and one is blue. Michael's cutting teeth now, and Linda looks a lot like you. And their new mom loves them oh so much, but still
just not you. I wish you stayed around till the dream came true. Oh, I wish you stayed around till our dream came true.
And that great Curtis Potter for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show, KNEL FM 95.3, and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in the entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
The brand new Heart of Texas Country Music Museum calendar is now available. The calendars are available at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, KNEL Radio, and on our website at heartoftexascountry.com. The calendars contain over 600 birthdays of country music entertainers, plus special photographs of pieces of memorabilia from the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. Get your calendar today at KNEL Radio, the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, or heartoftexascountry.com.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello there.
This is Fernando.
Hey, Fernando, how are you?
I thought I'd wish you a happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that, brother.
And I finally got old enough to listen to Hillbilly Hits.
Did you? Well, I appreciate you joining the club, Fernando.
Well, happy birthday to you. And you can play that song that talks about the guy that wasn't accepted in church.
Yeah, I'll do it for
reminds me of my youth.
Yeah, I understand.
I had that experience one time.
Wow. Well, you sure turned it around, my friend.
Oh, I sure did. Anyway, happy birthday to you.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside. Sit down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve. Telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
We got a brand new song here that we're going to whip on you. We hope that you'll like it. We wrote it especially for this album. In fact, we wrote it on the way up to Texas about a week ago, actually, when it was. Me and Jim Beam and I.W. Harper, we wrote this little thing. It's called Billy Overcame His Size. It goes like this.
Billy never made the football team, 'cause Billy's size was small. But Billy's brother was a mighty lad and played a lot of high school ball. And Billy's daddy never favored him, he catered to the bigger guys. But later on, in a bigger way, Billy overcame his size. The years flew by and Billy grew, but he never got very big. We called him Shorty, but he never got mad. He was always good for a dig. And we paid no mind when he fell in line and left with the other guys. And the sergeant laughed at his skinny frame, but Billy overcame his size. Billy overcame his size. Yeah, Billy overcame his size. Later on, in a bigger way, Billy overcame his size.
Billy's brother made a football star and the biggest man in town. And the scholarship that kept him home never seemed to bring him down. But on the other hand, his brother Bill put pride in his daddy's eyes. When he died to save those other men, Billy overcame his size. Billy overcame his size. Yeah, Billy overcame his size. When he died to save those other men, Billy overcame his size.
One called Billy Overcame His Size. Good to hear from Joe and Patricia in Midland, Texas. We appreciate all those listeners that listen to us on knelradio.com. So good to hear from you guys out there. Of course, we love the folks that listen locally here as well on 95.3 KNEL, but it's always good to hear from those folks that might be listening to us from outside of the area. And here's a little song from the great Jerry Lee Lewis, especially for them tonight.
One by one, they're turning out the lights. I've been feeding that old jukebox just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best, I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again, another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over tables, and it's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay. Anywhere would be much better than that old lonely room of mine, and a sleepless night awaiting for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be after I've been holding you so close to me? And won't that old stairway be a little hard to climb, through a lonely room to wait for another place, another time? Won't that old stairway be a little hard to climb, to a lonely room to wait for another place, another time?
Jerry Lee Lewis, one called another place, another time. We're looking forward to being in Faraday, Louisiana tomorrow, and that actually is the home of Jerry Lee Lewis, Mickey Gilley, and of course the great piano pounders that they are, and of course the Reverend Jimmy Swaggart as well. They were all born in the little town of Faraday, Louisiana. So we're going to be there tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. And I've never been to Faraday, but we're making a trip out to Louisiana to be in Shreveport on Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to check Faraday out. I don't think it'll take too long. I think it's smaller than Brady. We're looking forward to checking Faraday, Louisiana out as well tomorrow. Got the Hits Radio program here at KNEL, FM 95.3, and of course on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
Here's a special birthday shout out today from Mo Bandy.
Hey Tracy, happy birthday. I hope you have a good one. Rhonda is my camera lady, and Jeannie C is sitting right across from me. She's a director. Jeannie's
there
a director.
She is.
And we want to wish you a happy birthday. 50 years old. I got socks over there. I hope you have a good birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
If light is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will
Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shucked shells from corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, hey! And them dogs come out from under the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back. And that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me. And I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it likened to have scared me slapped to death because we was hunting on this man's place. I said, Mr. Barron, is that you? He said, yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? Four great big ones. He said, well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John. Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth. He didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a cross until the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And then old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, hey, speak to it. And my brother son would holler, hey, look for it. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overhauls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron told it a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, whoo, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
Thank you so much, everybody. I've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1976, and I thank God for that. And seldom have I had a chance to introduce, a new artist onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, but I have that opportunity tonight. There's one particular singer, her singing impresses me so much. She records for Heart of Texas Records and just has a tremendous potential for a career in traditional country music. Now, how about that? How many people like traditional country music? See, I like that more than this computer music they make today. But that's just me, you know. So let me introduce you to her. And I've known her all her life. My wife, Joycey, and I, we knew her as a small child, and watching her develop as an artist, and, it just gives me, she's going to sing a song, actually, I recorded, 1980, and it's called Silent Night After the Fight. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, first time on the Opry stage, Miss Amber Digby. Bring her on here. Make her feel welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Hear the rain on the window. I never noticed it so loud. And the ticking of the clock is making wall shaking sounds. Is that noise just the icebox? Are you turning on the light? 3 a.m. as a fool tries to tell herself that you'll be back tonight. I never knew a heartbeat could keep someone so wide awake. And when that boy creaks in the hallway, I can see my mind about to break. Lying here without you, the silence is so loud, I can't sleep. But the loudest sound of all are the teardrops dripping down my cheeks.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Tracy. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Calling to ask if you could play Tom Green County Fair by Roger Miller.
I'll do that. I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, it's funny how certain things stick with you through the years, like how it feels to be 10 years old at the county fair. Hot dog stand. When you're hungry, hot dog smells doggone grand. Hopping through the sawdust, running with my brothers. Head to toe, we're smiling at the Tom Green County Fair. Rodeo, Tom Green County Fair's got one fine rodeo. The cowboys are the greatest laughing at the Tom Green County Fair. Well, a Sunday at the fair can make a memory more valuable than gold. Especially when you're 10 years old, Ferris wheel. Just like an airplane in the sky, that's how you feel. Look down and see the people. Wave your arms and holler. Everybody's grinning at the Tom Green County Fair. Nighttime comes. Up there on the bandstand we see Billy Swan. Everybody's clapping. Mom and Pop are dancing. Sawdust is flying at the Tom Green County Fair. Well, a Sunday at the fair can make a memory more valuable than gold. Especially when you're 10 years old, time to go. The pickup truck, it rattles down the gravel road. And all of us kids sit backwards, looking through the dust cloud at the lights and the laughter at the Tom Green County Fair.
Hi, Tracy. My name is Robin. You don't know me or anything, but I would really like to request a song.
Well, Robin, I've heard of you before. Your reputation precedes you.
How are you doing on your birthday?
I'm doing great on my birthday. How are you doing in San Antonio, Texas tonight?
I am doing fantastic. I just went to Olive Garden, and I had some wine, and now I'm holding a puppy.
Oh, so. That sounds like a good evening then.
Yes. Well, but I'm sorry.
Well, good. I'm glad you're having a good evening. I am too.
Yeah, good.
Wish you were here with us.
I know. I wish I was there, too. I miss you guys so much.
Well, we miss you, without a doubt.
Yes. Well, I'd love to hear a song.
Okay.
And I'm going to request Johnny Bush song, Sound of a Heartache.
Yeah. We'll be happy to do it for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tracy.
Take care. Love you.
I'm glad you remembered me.
I remember you well. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Loneliness surrounds me where your arms used to be. Sitting at the same old table, goodness, that I can't control. Every girl reminds me of you, and I can hear of a heartache above the noise of happy people in that I can hear the sound of a heartache from the music that the jukebox plays so loud. Yes, I can hear the sound of a heartache above the noise of happy people in that crowd.
Here's a special birthday shout out today from Junior Brown.
Hello there, Tracy. And Tanya and I want to wish you a big happy birthday. 50th birthday, that's a big one. And, well, it's been a while since I had my 50th, but I'm getting ready for the 70th one. That's a big one, too. But you got a lot of friends around the country, and I'm proud to be one of them, and so is Tanya, and we've known you for a lot of years, and we just look forward to a lot of years to come with you and Charla. Happy birthday, buddy.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, 'cause my door's painted white with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. Job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol.
Ah, the great Junior Brown for you. One called Highway Patrol, originally done by Red Simpson many, many, many years ago. Good to hear from Tony Booth. Had a good visit with Tony earlier tonight. Here's a little song from Tony Booth called The Devil Made Me Do That.
I got off work at 5 o'clock and started home to you. Ran into an old acquaintance and we had one or two. And when I woke up this morning, didn't know where I was at. My one excuse to offer you, the devil made me do that. I only meant to say hello to an old memory, but when I tried to say goodbye, the devil took hold of me. And when he let go this morning, didn't know where I was at. My one excuse to offer you, the devil made me do that. The devil made me taste the wine. When I got home this morning, didn't know where you were at. My one excuse to offer you, the devil made me do that.
Hi, Tracy, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Could you play Oni?
Sure.
And as the Honky Tonk Turns, Mark Chestnut.
Okay, let me see if I've got that one by Mark, okay?
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
Okay, bye.
I dedicate this song to the working man, for every man that puts in 8 or 10 hard hours a day of working toil and sweat. He's always got somebody looking down his neck, trying to get more out of him than he really ought to have to put in. After 29 long years of working in this shop with Oni standing over me, today when that old whistle blows, I'll check in all my gear and I'll retire. The superintendent just dropped by and said they'd plan my little get-together. Then he said I'd never made it if old Oni hadn't held me to the fire. I've seen him in my dream in the morning, and old Oni don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands, I've seen him in my dream in the morning, and old Oni don't remember when I came here how he tried to get me fired. With his folded hands behind old gold watch, they give a man a tip for every good night's sleep I've lost. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered as a working man that put his point across. With a right hand full of knuckles, cause today I show old Oni who's the boss. What time is it? 4:30.
You thought that I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you'd been up had time. Liquor and love, they just don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home but drinking with lovin' on your mind.
Cigarette out behind the barn. Now that's a day I won't forget, out behind the barn. And I got sick, you should have seen how that tobacco turned me green. I almost died from nicotine out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't fooling no siree. Passed each examination out behind the barn. And it almost made a wreck out of me.
met a pretty girl one day out behind the barn. She wanted me to stay and play out behind the barn. She taught me to kiss and pet. That's a game I won't forget. We still play the same game, yeah, out behind the barn. I sure would like to go again out behind the barn and do some things that I did then out behind the barn. You might think it ain't no fun to be a poor old farmer's son. You just don't know what all I've done out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't fooling, no siree. Passed its examination out behind the barn, and it almost made a wreck out of me.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.